Hello, and I hope you're all having a wonderful National Poetry Day 2014. I'm Joe Cushnan, and I'd like to read some of my poetry from a collection of fun verse that is called Box Set Without a Box of Funny Poems. This book contains three works, Juggling Jelly, The Chuckle Files, and Fun With Words, Fun With Rhyme. So I just want to pick a few at random as my little contribution to this wonderful day of poetry. The first one is called Dreaming I'm Poet Laureate. Standing on the balcony with the royal family group, I was waiting for the fly past and a bit of loop the loop. In the cloudy distance we saw through squinted eyes some shadow shapes in silhouette, and much to our surprise, they were not aeroplanes at all we saw as they drew near, but the Queen, the Duke and all the kids still clapped their hands and cheered. It was a sight to relish, it was a thrill to see. It was a fitting tribute to the poet laureate, me. The view above our heads, the sky stage demonstration, showed 100 poems flying in formation. One called Nervous Astronaut. 10, the astronaut breathes a long, slow sigh. 9, not long till the rocket's in the sky. 8, the final checklist has been ticked. 7, nervous lips have just been licked. 6, dashboard alive with noise and light. 5, nervous spaceman's first moon flight. 4, it's noisy now, he's at 4. 3, the engine builds into a roar. 2, butterflies wrestling in his tummy. 1, astronaut cries, I want my mummy. My dog ate my homework. My dog ate my homework as blatant as could be. He set his kennel table in readiness for tea. He laid his doggy fork and knife, his napkin and his sauce, and while I was distracted, grabbed my essay as main course. For dessert he fancied history and gobbled down the lot, then on to maths and geography, what an appetite he'd got. He grabbed my homework pages in his slobbery, gobbery jaws, munched and crunched and chewed without a breath or pause. Now I know what you're thinking, and the teacher thought it too, that I made the whole thing up, because that's what children do. But I swear it really happened. Well, it's almost nearly true, except the kennel, table, fork and knife and napkin too. There's some exaggeration, but my dog's a canine cad. He really ate my homework because he's barking mad. Whale of a time. We're going to have a whale of a time, an elephant of a time, a giraffe of a time. We're going to have a whale of a time writing and reading this rhyme. We're going to have a whale of a time, a polar bear of a time, Kodiak bear of a time. We're going to have a whale of a time writing and reading this rhyme. We're going to have a whale of a time, a crocodile of a time, a salamander of a time. We're going to have a whale of a time writing and reading this rhyme. We're going to have a whale of a time, an anaconda of a time, an ostrich of a time. We're going to have a whale of a time writing and reading this rhyme. We're going to have a whale of a time, a rhinoceros of a time, a blunt-nosed shark of a time. We're going to have a whale of a time writing and reading this rhyme. We're going to have a whale of a time, a king cobra of a time, elephant seal of a time. We're going to have a whale of a time writing and reading this rhyme. Waspish. How much is that wasp in the window? Not the one not making a sound, not the one crawling round on the floor. Yes, that one buzzing around. I've always wanted a wasp as an alternative household pet, but up till now I've not seen the one that I've really wanted to get. How much is that wasp in the window? I've got the money to pay. Hey, quick, close the door. Oh, no, too late, he's getting away. Now I'm sad the wasp in the window has gone. I'm suffering from shock. But I'll pop back tomorrow morning when you've got some new wasps in stock. This one's called Cookie. The chef, he cooked a stew on the coldest winter's day. The chef, he cooked a stew he called a cassoulet. The chef, he cooked a stew with lots of ingredients, all sorts of stuff that sounded weird, not making any sense. He peeled things, he chopped things, he mashed as best he could. He was careless and fearless about preparing fancy food. The chef, he cooked a stew with vegetables and fruits. The chef, he cooked a stew with underpants and boots. The chef, he cooked a stew with nuts and bolts and screws, a tub of lard, a tin of paint and a pair of ballet shoes. He whirred it, he stirred it, he shook it very hard, then placed it in a sunny spot outside in the yard. The chef, he cooked a stew, he added salt and pepper. The chef, he cooked a stew and threw in granny's slipper. The chef, he cooked a stew with lamb and pork and beef, rocks and stones and old tin cans to break a diner's teeth. He plopped it, he slopped it, he spilled some on the floor. He splashed the cat said drat and scurried out the door. The chef, he cooked a stew and it was time to serve his guests. The chef, he cooked a stew and hoped they'd be impressed. The chef, he cooked a stew and they all thought it was pretty grim. They chased him out of town and that's the last they saw of him. I just want to read a final one today, which is called My First Bookcase. Teak, mahogany, oak, not a bit of it. Luxury woods for the rich in the main. My first bookcase was an oranges crate, all the way from Seville in southern Spain. Thrown out by the bins at the back of a shop, I carried it home with an idea in my head. This crate would lose its original use and be transformed into my library instead. Thin slats held with nails and wire, middle shelf and bottom for the books, old curtain attached, draped at the front, practical and cheap, not going for looks. Paperbacks above, hardbacks below, encyclopedias, poetry, westerns and crime. It lasted for years at the foot of my bed, my collection of knowledge, intrigue and rhyme. Thank you very much. I hope everybody has a wonderful day.